The social media platform TikTok is known for viral dances and a top-secret algorithm. But just this month, more than a dozen Republican governors have moved to ban the app on government devices. NPR's Laura Benshoff is here to talk about where and why. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Juana.
So, Laura, who is banning TikTok?
So far, at least 14 Republican governors from South Dakota to Alabama have issued bans or guidance against using TikTok on government devices. There are some differences between the bans, but they all say some version of the same thing. Basically, that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is based in China, and they're concerned about the app's data privacy. They say they fear it could be used by the Chinese government to gather information on U.S. residents. And this is actually coming at the same time as a bigger pylon of TikTok at the state government level. Indiana's attorney general recently sued the company, saying it violates the state's consumer protection laws. And so far, at least 15 attorneys general have asked Apple and Google to update their age rating for the app.
So, Laura, what's the effect of these bans? And I should ask you, how do state governments use TikTok anyway?
Well, I looked around and I found some examples, like this one from Oregon and Utah election officials.
Hi, I'm Utah Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, and I oversee Utah elections.
And I'm Oregon Secretary of State Shamia Fagan, and I oversee Oregon elections.
I'm a Republican.
I'm a Democrat.
But when it comes to vote by mail, we're on the same team.
I also found some lighter examples, like this one from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife.
We're updating some of our educational material about aquatic nuisance species, and these are some of the graphics that got rejected. So, starting off strong with combat carp.
Posts like these will likely stop where the app is banned. Some of the bans also apply to state university systems, which may be using TikTok for recruiting. For example, Idaho just announced that no one will be able to use TikTok over the Wi-Fi connections at its public universities. And the bottom line is that the app is really big. TikTok announced last year that it had reached 1 billion monthly users globally. And in the U.S., about two-thirds of all teens say that they use it, according to the Pew Research Center. So while it's not the most popular social media platform overall, it's grown really, really quickly. So it's one where some government institutions and candidates want to be.
You know, it feels like we've been hearing a lot more recently about governments interested in banning TikTok, but what's the backstory behind this?
You may remember that former President Donald Trump attempted to ban TikTok several years ago. So this is not exactly new. But more recently, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, warned Congress this fall that TikTok is a national security concern. Many of the governors now banning the app specifically mention his warnings. And that comes in part from a 2017 law in China that says all organizations and citizens must support national intelligence gathering if asked by the government. Another reason is just political. I talked to Thad Kauser, who's a political scientist at UC San Diego, and he says the bans are just popular with GOP politicians.
It's both important for cybersecurity in their minds of their state, but also it's really important to establishing a Republican brand, right? A central tenet of what unites Republicans now is standing up to China.
I should note that while at the state level, Republicans are leading the charge, at the federal level, the scrutiny is bipartisan. There's language in a bipartisan omnibus bill to keep the federal government funded that would ban TikTok on federal devices. It's expected to pass this week with bipartisan support.
And Laura, before I let you go, what does TikTok say about these allegations, about these bans?
TikTok spokesperson Brooke Oberwetter told me the company is, quote, disappointed that so many states are jumping on the political bandwagon, end quote. She said the company will continue to work with the federal government to try to address security concerns. You know, overall, cybersecurity experts say that, yes, TikTok poses a risk, but so does the broader environment of buying and selling user data online.
That's NPR's Laura Benshoff. Laura, thank you.
Thank you so much.